I'm guessing the best-known singer-songwriter of all time is Bob Dylan. It's a little late for celebrating his 70th birthday. That was on May 24th. So let's call it celebrating his 70th year. Or if you're hearing this as a replay, call it whatever you want. Need you to talk or to hand him his chalk or pick it up after he throws it. Born Robert Allen Zimmerman, May 24th, 1941. His lyrics range from ballad to country to folk to rock and often to the unreal. Look it up on the internet. Not unreal, not exactly surreal. This is his Please Crawl Out Your Window, released as the A-side of a single in the 60s. The B-side, much better known these days, is one of my favorites, Highway 61 Revisited, referencing the road that runs from Bob's boyhood home of Duluth, Minnesota, to New Orleans, Louisiana. Everybody and his sister has covered Dylan tunes. Today I'm playing Dave Alvin's version of Highway 61, and after that, the one by the old boy himself.
God said to Abraham, kill me a son. And Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, yeah, you better run. Abe said, well, you want this killing done? And God said, out on Highway 61. Georgia saying he had a bloody nose, and the welfare department wouldn't give him no clothes. So he asked poor Howard, where can I go? And Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I gotta run. And old Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Man, you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. And he said, yeah, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. And he said, come here and step into the light. Yeah, you're right. Let me tell the second mother that this has been done. The second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on it. Highway 61. Gobbler, he was very bored, trying to create the next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. And he said, you know, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yeah, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
I'm John Waugh on the airwaves at 102.9 KLOI-LP-FM, community radio, and on the internet at KLOI.org. This is My Two Cents, today celebrating 70 years of Bob Dylan, well, minus his childhood. That was Highway 61 Revisited, as covered by Dave Alvin. Up next is Dylan's own rendition. Instead of his traditional harmonica, Bob plays the penny whistle.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where do you want this killing done? God said, all on Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Now the fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Now the roving gambler, he was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done. See y'all next time out on Highway 61.